Good afternoon, sir. Is this your first time shopping with us? Yeah, it's quite big. It can be a bit overwhelming, but we try to keep it big and light and airy and just make it an all-around very nice and relaxing experience. So, we are very glad you found your way here. We are a very specialized store after all, and I will be your personal shopping assistant for today, if you don't mind. We usually assign every customer their own personal shopping assistant, because we know it's not easy to find out what pleases you most, and we think a little help is always appreciated, right? So, will this be your first sex toy, or have you used any before? You don't have to be shy about this. It's very natural to want to feel good. I know there can be a bit of a stigma around it, but we don't do that here. We just want you to feel as good as you possibly can, and we really want to help you with that. So, should we get a bit more comfy? It's very important to us that our customers feel really good and safe in this environment, so we have some nice lounge rooms for privacy. If you follow me, we can go to a really nice room. It has a nice comfy couch, some plants, and I will be all yours. Here we are. Yeah, you can just get comfy on the couch. Just feel like home. Do you want something to drink? Yeah, of course. This is a very important decision you're making, so it can take a while, right? It's important to be hydrated. We have tea, coffee, water, champagne, if you want. Yes, sir. I will bring it to you in a minute. So, I'm always a bit shy with new customers about this, but I will have to ask you some quite personal things in order to find out what could be a good fit for you, and then I will bring out some options for you to try, which I will help you with, if that's okay for you. Finding the right toy can be a quite hands-on process. I hope you don't mind. Let's start with this. Imagine you are sitting across from a very pretty girl, very sexy, a bit cute. She's wearing some sexy clothes, like a little skirt and a blouse. Maybe she's not wearing a bra underneath, and you can see her little nipples poking through under the thin fabric. Yes, kind of like me and you at the moment. So, in this hypothetical situation, which part of her would you like to fuck most? Would it be her mouth? Or would you maybe think about her tight little pussy that's hiding between her legs? Or are you maybe a bit naughty is to help people pick the perfect sex toy, so obviously I'm not quite as innocent as I look. And I really do love my job. Well, to be honest, one of the things I really like about is imagining being a sex toy myself sometimes. I should probably not tell you this, especially not so early during the consultation, but oh, I love the thought of being used just like a toy. You know, just like the ones we sell, that are perfectly fitted to our customers' cocks. I don't know, something about the thought really turns me on. And I can see that it turns you on too, I think. Maybe you should open your pants and show me what we're working with. Again, you don't need to be shy. I'm really into this. I love cocks. And, wow. It looks like you have an especially nice one. Oh. Can I touch it a bit? I don't mind that it's fully hard yet, to be honest. Making it hard is another really hard for me. Can I touch it and stroke it a little bit? I love to feel it pulse in my hand. Feel how it grows thicker and heavier and that's really, really sexy to me. You have such a nice cock. Should start with the mouth options. Yeah. Do you like a good sloppy blowjob? I think the sexy thing about the fleshlights is that you can really move them up and down your cock like you're really fucking into someone's face. Well, I told you I'm a bit naughty, and to be honest, when I have a customer like you, the consultation can really turn me on. More profound. professional if it makes you uncomfortable, of course, but if you would like, I could demonstrate the toy to you. Let me just take it out. Here it is. See? It's all a very soft material. Oh, fuck, and your cock is just waiting to be pleased. Oh, let me just wrap my hand around the base. Oh. And just start to stroke it with this toy. Oh. How does it feel? Yes. Yes, I looped it up. Uncomfortable for my customers. Oh, fuck. It's so hard to watch you squirm and hear you groan and, oh yes, oh, back your hips up like you really want to fuck this toy. Oh, let me stroke faster. Maybe that's enough for the first demonstration. So, how did you like this one? It felt good? Oh, it looked like it felt so good. Watching you fuck that toy in my hand is really... It has made me quite wet, to be honest. Would you like to try something else? Well, that's true. So, you mean you couldn't decide unless you had a more real comparison? You don't just want the best toy, you want the one that compares best to the real thing. Well, I think I could help you with that too. Let me just kneel between your legs. And it's just for helping you, right? It's just to help you pick the best product for you, so it's not slutty, right? If I kiss your cock. Give it some. Shiny with my drool. Oh. A toy can't do that, right? Oh. Slowly work my way up to the tip. Oh. Looks so shiny already with the lube. sound. Let it pop out between my lips. What do you say, the toy compared to it? Well, I hope it didn't feel as good as my mouth. But maybe a mouth toy is also not the right thing for you. Maybe we should start trying out some other things. And in my professional opinion, you might need a really good comparison for that too, so you don't end up being disappointed when you play with the toy at home. Imagine that when you leave. I will think about you using your toy, pumping your cock with it. You're just a very sexy guy, so I can't really you sitting on your own couch at home and spreading your legs, stroking your cock, bucking your hips up, letting your head fall back and moan and groan and grunt and make all those good noises you just made for me. Okay, we should continue before I get too inappropriate, so I think for the next part you really cozy. Just so you have a good comparison for the toys, of course. Oh, God, your cock just twitched when I said that. Oh. So, as you can see, I'm wearing a quite short skirt, and I will tell you a secret. As personal shopping assistants in this establishment, we are not allowed. Panties, so I can just feel the wetness running down my inner thigh. I will bend over for you so you can see. Yeah, lift up my skirt. Do you see? Smooth skin. Oh, it's such a turn on, dude. Feel you stand behind me, knowing your cock is all hard and leaking pre-cum and covered in my drool. I want you to fuck me. Let me grab your cock, reach around, guide it in. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yeah, it's okay, I just have to force it a bit. You know, all good new toys. Broken in the beginning are a bit too tight just at the start. But, see, when I move on your cock, I'm just stroking it with my pussy. Think you can hold back any longer because it feels so good. I don't care. I want you to come inside of me. I want you to breed this tight little fuck toy. Yeah. Sorry, I got a bit carried away. But the way you looked at me was so sexy, and I was still so turned on from coming around your cock and you coming inside of me. Sit down with me. I think we catch our breath a bit before we continue. Oh. See? It was very good to bring you something to drink. Find a toy that compares to this, but we can certainly try and have a lot of fun doing so.